The municipality of Anchorage has declared a civil emergency in preparation for a dramatic increase in homelessness and public safety problems. Officials call it an unprecedented step. At a press conference at City Hall this afternoon, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz described the anticipated impacts from nearly $6 million in budget cuts from the governor's vetoes to homeless assistance and social support programs.
The amount of the cuts in Juneau, the flow of the money from Juneau, has caused us to look at an impending problem. The crisis that is visiting, that is coming upon us, is something that we can see coming our way.
Berkowitz said major problems with public safety, staffing, and shelter have already started and directed blame at the governor's administration and state lawmakers. The Brother Francis shelter is set to close for several days on August 1st, which will mean 240 people will have nowhere to stay overnight. When it reopens, it will operate at a diminished capacity. In the weeks and months ahead, the city anticipates homeless families, elders, and disabled individuals currently in supportive housing will also lose shelter.
We're expecting a total of 800 individuals from this community alone who are going to lose their housing. People who are teetering on the edge of keeping their housing, vulnerable individuals who are counting on their senior benefits. And the consequence of those individuals landing on the street is different than the population that's currently on the street. That is a very vulnerable population.
Berkowitz warned of ripple effects that will strain the city's emergency response system, including a higher burden placed on the fire department's ambulance crews and emergency rooms. The city's abatement program clearing trash from evicted campers along the Greenbelt will cease. Berkowitz says layoffs at the university and local organizations losing state funding are expected to push more individuals into financial instability. The emergency declaration allows the mayor's office to bypass normal rules and protocols for staffing, procurement spending, as well as some planning and zoning restrictions. The administration says this gives the city more flexibility to quickly respond to crises. It does not bring any additional state or federal funds at this time. The mayor's office is presenting a preliminary plan to the Assembly's Homelessness Committee on Friday. Assemblymember Cameron Perez-Verdia says the group is also seeking feedback from community members about what to do.
These actions can include allocating funding to service providers in Anchorage to address some of the reduction in services, developing an alternative sheltering option, including establishing temporary sanctioned camps, or identifying other facilities that can house people temporarily.
The civil emergency is in effect for 48 hours until the Assembly votes on whether or not to extend it.